He's known for his science fiction, but is now out with a book about computers. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Michael Crichton is best known for The Andromeda Strain and Congo, and as the director of such movies as Coma and Westworld. Crichton was born in Chicago, raised on Long Island, and educated at Harvard, where he got his medical degree.
I had written in medical school in order to pay the bills, and at a certain point I decided that that I really liked the writing better than the medicine, and that the tail was wagging the dog. So I retired at the age of 26.
His first five novels, paperbacks, were written under pseudonyms.
I would see a term bill coming up, and I'd just take some time off from school or wait for Christmas vacation or something, knock out a book. They were potboilers. And terrific fun to write, and now mercifully forgotten.
James Bond-type stories with manly men and women with heaving chests. In his third year of medical school, Crichton found himself with about 1,000 pages of manuscript he had been writing for several years, but none of it seemed to work.
All I really had was a title, The Andromeda Strain, which I liked very much and couldn't give up. At one point, I was just going to throw it all out because I was moving and I needed the space and this great stack of paper, and I just thought, no, I'll keep it. I had just changed publishers and had gone to Knopf, which has been my publisher ever since, and I called them up and said, I've been working on this book forever and ever, and I don't know, are you interested in publishing it? And they said, well, show it to us. And I showed it to them, and they said, well, you know, rewrite it. And it was all very casual like that. And then it was published, and it was this big deal, you know. Could have fooled me.
Later came The Terminal Man and The Great Train Robbery. He's beginning work now on an historical novel based on the American Revolution, in which he hopes to debunk certain myths.
My approach is that I write about things that are of interest to me and hope that I'm not the only one.
Michael Crichton, whose new book is aimed at showing you that you don't have to be afraid of computers. Electronic Life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Michael Crichton wants to prove that it's possible to live with a home computer and like it. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The book Electronic Life, How to Think About Computers, comes from the man who gave us The Andromeda Strain and The Terminal Man. Crichton says a little effort will make a computer work for you.
Machines are the servant of man. Man is not the servant of machines. And just because the machine is very complicated and maybe very stubborn is no reason to give in to it.
He disputes the claim that computers are too mathematical.
If a seven-year-old can do it, any adult can do it. You know, I mean, the fact that kids can do it ought to be telling us something quite different, which is that they're very easy to do, which is why kids are able to do it.
Michael Crichton admits there's a feeling of panic when most people sit down before a computer for the first time, and sometimes the panic is worse than learning to use the machine. But he says they are easier to master than a piano.
Computers are something where you either get it or you don't, and the difference between getting it and not getting it is quite small.
Crichton carries a tiny portable computer around with him wherever he goes.
I'm always troubled in record stores when I go to buy a record by Bach or Brahms or Vivaldi, somebody I have a lot of records. I can't remember who's, you know, whether I have that recording or not. So I have it on my machine. This little machine is the size of a machine that took a very large room 10 or 15 years ago.
Michael Crichton, he's the author of Electronic Life, How to Think with Computers. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.